Hi everyone, it's Olivia from Sinclero, and today we're going to be talking about managing your media library. So your media library is going to be the place where you keep all of your media files that you can use on your website, your membership sites, landing pages, and courses. And you can find your media library under content here in the header here, content, media library. You can see here that the media files are already separated by video, audios, images, PDFs, other. And then you'll see these other ones here, and we'll talk about that in just a second. So to upload to your media library, you can click this upload button in the top right corner. You'll choose what you want to upload, and then that will upload to your media library. All right, so then you can find that all here. You can label your photos, so labeling just a way to organize your media library. So for example, if I wanted to choose all of dog photos is what I've chosen here. So say these are all photos of a dog that I'm gonna use somewhere. I can click add label, this little icon right here. I can choose a label or I can create a new label. So it can add that label. Now I can see that all of these files have dog photos. So for example, you could use like these, all of these images are for course one. And now say I want to filter all of the files by label. I can do that. I can click filter right here. I can go over to label and I can choose that label. Now I have a custom view right up here and all of the files that have been labeled dog photos are now showing up here. Now what you can do is you can create a new view here that relates to that label, making it even easier to find the media files that you're looking for and to organize everything the way you want it. So what I can do here, this says custom view. I can click these three buttons here, or the three dots button here, click save view. I can save it and put a name up here, or because I added the label to more files than before, I can just replace the old dog photos one. So now all of the new ones are added there. So again, you don't have to label, you don't have to add any here, your media files will still be up in the media library, but just some best practices and ways to organize everything. All right, so the next thing we're going to talk about is image sizes across Sinclero. So let's just go to an example landing page here. And what I want to show you, oops, let's open a new landing page here. We'll just do a blank landing page. So most of the time, our sections are going to show you, for example, a hero section is going to give you recommended dimensions. So you'll see here recommended dimensions, and then in that section, you can choose your media file. So I can click choose media and immediately my media library comes up. We also have stock photos for you to choose from, but you can choose from all of your media library files here. If you want to create a custom size, you can see this little link here. So I can say custom size for this image. And I can choose from one of these, or I can say custom size, and I can change the size of the image to fit the recommended dimensions. Sometimes you can do it, you may want to do it outside of Sinclero, but here we do also give you that option. All right, so let's go back. Here, the other option you have when adding images to your media library is to edit them. So we do have a fun little editor. You can add some filters. You can add text. So I can add something to this image. Different types of fun things. So you can mess around with the editor and then you can save and close it and it'll add that image with the edits to your page. All right. That's all for the media library today. Thanks so much.